In the Wharton Center's classical music offerings next season, there was a bit of a paring down. Not at all in terms of esteem, particularly when you're talking the likes of the Emerson String Quartet. Executive Director, Mike Brand.
What we're looking at doing is trying to bring a few more chamber groups back, and that's, of course, you know, probably considered worldwide the number one string quartet. And what else made it attractive is they're very interested in doing a mini residency with the College of Music. So a number of our classical music artists are doing residencies this year.
In addition to the Emerson Quartet's stay in October, a month later in November, the Wharton Center bring the quintet of African-American musicians known as Imani Winds, who often focus on African, Latinx, and American music, such as this movement called Afro, composed by one of their members, Valerie Coleman. And just as with the Emerson Quartet, Imani Winds will expand that Wharton Center visit to a residency with MSU's College of Music.
Doing, I think, 7 or 8 master classes and sessions with the College of Music Wind department, and then they'll do their recital on the Friday night. So we're going to be integrating faculty and students into the performance, and we co-did the offer and made a deal we could all live with and work with, and so we're very happy about that.
There is also a bit of a twofer early in 2020, with a pianist agreeing to play 9 Beethoven sonatas across 2 nights at the Wharton Center, and it's an artist Mike Brand was introduced to on the radio.
My wife and I heard Beethoven sonatas on our radio coming back from White Lake, and I thought, wow, this pianist is very exciting, and turned out to be Jonathan Biss.
After pianist Jonathan Biss in January, another JB rounds out the Wharton Center's classical season much larger in late February. Violinist Joshua Bell brings the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, but Mike Brand says a bit of persuasion had to lure them to the Midwest.
Their original plan was just to tour the West Coast, and we talked them into coming to Chicago, Carmel, and East Lansing, and they did that. So we're going to have him doing a Paganini concerto. I'm not that familiar with them. I know they're very acrobatic and difficult, but it'll be a great performance.
In addition to these classical groups, audience demand is bringing back a classical crossover duo to the Wharton Center in October, Black Violin.
This is the time. Yeah, they were here a couple years ago, and they totally connected. We sold the house out, and it was a rocker night. I'm telling you, for the second half, people were standing a lot for the second part. It's an exciting night. It's different.
We've placed the Wharton Center's 2019-2020 roster of performances, including Black Violin, Imani Winds, the Emerson Quartet, Joshua Bell, and Jonathan Biss, over at WKAR.org, plus a link to learn more about the rest of what Mike Brand and the Wharton Center have in store for next season. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley.